This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescue teams have plowed through concrete blocks and debris of 8 collapsed buildings in search of survivors of a powerful earthquake that struck Turkey's Aegean coast and north of the Greek island of Samos, killing at least 27 people. More than 800 others are injured. The quake hit Friday afternoon, toppling buildings in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city, and triggering a small tsunami. It was followed by hundreds of aftershocks. Onlookers cheered as rescuers lifted a teenager out of the rubble of a devastated 8-floor apartment block. Friends and relatives waited outside the building for news of loved ones still trapped inside, including employees of a dentist surgery that was located on the ground floor. Armenia and Azerbaijan have promised to avoid shelling residential areas amid the fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh. Their pledge follows a day of talks in Geneva that were held Friday, even as Azerbaijani troops pushed deeper into the separatist territory. The two sides agree they will not deliberately target civilian populations or non-military objects in accordance with the international humanitarian laws. They also promised to help recover and exchange the remains of soldiers left on the battlefield and, a week's time, submit list of prisoners of war. Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump dangled a promise to restore normal life to a weary, fearful nation as he looked to campaign past the political damages of the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking in Minnesota in his third rally of the day, Mr. Trump criticized state and local officials who said he had to have a limited-size, socially distanced rally instead of the mass crowds he prefers. Democratic challenger and former Vice President Joe Biden was also speaking in Minnesota, criticizing Mr. Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic that has infected